This is Best of All. This is Best of All, tonight saluting Sigmund Romberg and the new MGM production Deep in My Heart, based on the life and music of Sigmund Romberg, and starring Jose Ferrer and Helen Traubel. We shall also hear from Rosemary Clooney, Jane Powell, Vic Damone, Gene and Fred Kelly, Ann Miller, Tony Martin, Howard Keel, and William Aldous. To tell you about tonight's special program, here is Skitch Henderson.
Thank you, Kenneth Banghart, and welcome everybody to what we think is truly a very special show. Tonight, we've given our cast a vacation, and we're going to hear for the first time on the air the soundtrack of a brand new motion picture. A fabulous motion picture about a fabulous man that we all love. It's called Deep in My Heart and is based on the life and the melodies of Sigmund Romberg. Now, I want you to meet the star of the picture who plays the part of Mr. Romberg, Jose Ferrer.
Thank you, Skitch. We're not going to try to do a premiere of the picture tonight. We're just going to sit back and enjoy Sigmund Romberg's wonderful melodies. You know, for more than 40 years, the late Sigmund Romberg set our lives to music. All of us have hummed and whistled his songs. Most of us can recall some of the brightest moments of our lives through his music. But before I tell you anything about Sigmund Romberg, we'll let his music speak for itself. Right from the soundtrack of our MGM film, here's the overture played and sung by the MGM Orchestra and Chorus, directed by Adolph Deutsch, including Will You Remember, The Desert Song, One Kiss, and the title number, Deep in My Heart.
Thank you.
That is the overture to our new motion picture, Deep in My Heart, a picture based on the life and the melodies of Sigmund Romberg. It was a real thrill for me to play the part of Sigmund Romberg because he was such a colorful and fabulous character. He wasn't just a successful composer, but a truly remarkable man, sentimental and emotional, as well as talented and inspired. And, of course, it was a thrill working with such musical stars as Helen Traubel, Rosemary Clooney, Gene and Fred Kelly, Jane Powell, Vic Damone, William Olvis, Ann Miller, Howard Keel, and Tony Martin. We'll hear from all of them as we listen to Sigmund Romberg's songs right from the soundtrack of Deep in My Heart.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me a very special pleasure in presenting another great star of the opera, concert, television, and, of course, of motion pictures, Miss Helen Traubel.
Thank you, Skitch. Romberg came to the United States as an immigrant boy from Hungary about 45 years ago. He wanted to be an engineer, but as a stranger in our land, he found the going pretty tough. He worked for $7 a week in a pencil factory, but then he found a little Hungarian restaurant that needed a piano player. The pay wasn't much, but you could have all the goulash you could eat. While there, he began composing songs of his own. Ragtime was sweeping the country, and he wrote a snappy little item called Leg of Mutton. Here's a scene from the picture in which Romberg, played by José Ferrer, talks with the proprietress of the restaurant, played by myself.
Romy, you came so early.
Uh-huh.
Tuning the piano?
Mm-mm.
You are playing right time.
Uh-huh.
I like it, Sigmund.
Is it hotsy totsy, Anna? Am I gazing at the music? Am I pulling down my vest?
You have words.
Right from Mr. Berryson's mouth.
So give me a listen.
You jazz to the left, then you jazz to the right, then you tickle your toe. You tickle your toe, and then you go into a bunny hug. Hold her tight as a bug in a rug. And then you step on the tack, like you're balling the jack, with the grizzly bear in your stance. And if you'll be my honey lamb, we can yammy yam the leg of mutton dance.
Oh, it's wonderful, and so Broadway.
Yes, but what does it mean? I don't understand one word.
Ah, what does that matter? Play it again, and this time from the beginning.
There is a dance they do way out in Kalamazoo. It's a pimp, lots of zip. It is a breezy brew. It's so easy you can learn to do it too. You jazz to the left, then you jazz to the right, then you tickle your toe. You tickle your toe, and then you go into a bunny hug. Hold it tight as a bug in a rug. And then you step on a tack like you're balling the jack with a grizzly bear in your stance. And if you be my honey lamb,
we can yammy yam the leg of mother
dance.
Tanzen Sie?
Ja, gewiss.
Rund und rund es geht. So.
Thank you. talk about the problem, the Lego Mother.
That was Sigmund Romberg's first hit song, back in the days of the turkey trot, the bunny hug, and the grizzly. It brought him to the attention of the famous Broadway producer, J.J. Schubert, and he began to write musical comedies and operettas. This Hungarian immigrant boy became the most successful writer of operettas the world had ever known. No matter how young or how old you are, I'm sure you've heard this song from My Maryland. Here it is from the soundtrack of Deep in My Heart, sung by Howard Keel.
Connecticut boys came out in 61 and took a gun, each one. If we are 1,000 strong, I'll only 10. We'll fight them all the harder then. And when at the end we'll say each mother's son, the war is done and won. The men from the north will greet the southern men while bugles blow we're friends again. The land and my land will be our land one day. Bright boars and white stars leading both on our way. Our one flag forever, when war and hatred have gone so. Glory, glory, hallelujah, we'll sing as we go marching.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Just a bit of a reminder of the magic of Sigmund Romberg. His musical plays toured all over the country, performed in local opera houses and auditoriums in almost every town and city in the land. Everywhere, beaux saved up their money to take their sweethearts to see the latest Romberg hit. Those were the golden days of light operettas, operettas that were colorful, romantic, and sentimental. Although his operettas had many different settings and he wrote practically every kind of song, Romberg was really the last of the great composers in the Viennese tradition. We love his music partly because it brings back memories of a more peaceful, more graceful world. A world of candlelit ballrooms, gay flirtations, and lilting waltzes. He never forgot the music he first learned to love as a lad, and he shared that music with all of us. The melodies he left us will always bring back that world of long ago. Here's one of those typical waltzes sung by Helen Traubel. You will remember Vienna.
A place for life to ebb and flow, a place for love to Vienna is the name, a fairy land of fame. When once you've had her laughter gay, you
years roll on, after youth has gone, you will remember Vienna. Nights that were happy and hearts that were free all joined in singing a sweet melody. When your race is run, whether lost or won, you will remember Vienna. You will recall evenings in May, sweethearts who came and vanished away. Whence did they come? Where did they go?
The period of the 1920s was perhaps the most successful of all for Zygmunt Romberg. He wrote one hit show after another, reviews, musical comedies, and operettas. Those were the days of Ziegfeld's Follies, George White's Scandals, and Earl Carroll's Sketchbook. It was the jazz age, filled with blaring syncopation. But strangely enough, the productions we remember best were the melodic, nostalgic, perhaps even old-fashioned operettas of Zygmunt Romberg. However, he did have a flair for rhythm, and it's well expressed in the song from The Desert Song. Here's the way it's presented by Ann Miller on the soundtrack of Deep in My Heart.
Was a time when sex appeal had quite the most complex appeal. Mr. Freud then employed words we never had heard of. He kept the thought a-string. We kept on wondering. But the seed of sin now at last has been found by Eleanor Glenn. In one word, she defined the indefinable thing. She calls it, just simply it. That is the word they're using now for that improper fraction of vague attraction that gets the action somehow. You've either got or you have not that certain thing that makes them cling. So if the boys don't seem to fall for you, there's just no hope at all for you. Give up and quit. You'll never hit if you have not got it.
You're not a girl.
Simon Romberg was a sentimental man and glad to admit it. Maybe that's why his music remains deep in our hearts. Maybe we're all a little more sentimental than we think. You know, there's one very, very simple song that we still recall from Blue Paradise after nearly 40 years. I think one of the loveliest moments in the picture comes when Helen Traubel sings Auf Wiedersehen. Sigmund Romberg not only set the loves of other people to music, he had a storybook romance himself. In the early 1920s, he and a couple of other songwriters were sent to Lake Saranac to write the score for a show called Jazza Jazza Doo Doo. Since they were working under great pressure, they made a pact not to shave until all the songs and sketches were written. That had to be just at the time when Romberg met and fell in love with Lillian Harris. She didn't have a very good first impression of the composer, but he staged a whirlwind courtship. To impress the girl and her family, he gave them opening night tickets to a show he'd written called Artists and Models. It was a typical Broadway girly show of the period, and Lillian Harris's conservative parents were not impressed. In fact, they walked out in the middle of the opening act. But Romberg's music finally won the day. A year or so later, he wrote the music for The Student Prince. Lillian came to the opening, and in his songs, she recognized all the love that he had for her. After all, what girl could resist a man who could write a melody like this?
Overhead the moon is beaming, white as blossoms on the bough. Nothing is heard but the song of a bird.
heart must tell you that I am near. Lean from above while I pour out my love, for you know to my life you are love. Oh, nothing is heard but the song of a bird, filling all the air with dreaming. Could my heart that's feeling sinking only you can tell it
Elvis singing the Serenade from the Student Prince on the soundtrack of the new MGM film, Deep in My Heart. We'll be back in a minute with more songs from this picture based on the life and melodies of Sigmund Romberg.
You are listening to Best of All, tonight saluting Sigmund Romberg and the new MGM production Deep in My Heart, based on the life and music of Sigmund Romberg. Part two will follow after a brief pause for station identification.
Yes, stay tuned for more of Skitch Henderson and Best of All over most NBC radio stations.
This is Best of All, tonight saluting Sigmund Romberg and the new MGM production Deep in My Heart, based on the life and music of Sigmund Romberg and starring Jose Ferrer and Helen Traubel. To tell you about tonight's special program, here is Skitch Henderson.
Thank you, Kenneth Banghart, and welcome to part two of Best of All, ladies and gentlemen. We're bringing you a very special program tonight as we introduce for the first time on the air music from the soundtrack of a new motion picture called Deep in My Heart. Also tonight, we're turning our program over to one of the great performing stars of our time, Mr. Jose Ferrer. Jose gives one of the most notable performances of his brilliant career in Deep in My Heart. There, he plays the part of the well-remembered and well-loved composer, Sigmund Romberg. Once again, here is Jose Ferrer. Jose?
Thanks again, Skitch, and once again, it's on with the music, the glorious music of Sigmund Romberg. Aside from a fabulous array of vocal artists, the film also brings us Merle Oberon, Doe Avedon, Walter Pidgeon, Paul Henreid, and other outstanding actors in dramatic roles. But tonight we're most interested in music, as we present songs right from the soundtrack for the first time on the air. I guess everyone has his own favorite Romberg melody, but there are so many to choose from. Fortunately, we don't have to choose, we can enjoy them all. The song we now hear sung by Helen Traubel certainly has a place deep in all our hearts.
Oh,
the morning sunrise, the light of love comes stealing into a newborn day. All flaming with all the glow of sunrise, a burning kiss is sealing the vow that and lift you high to heaven are the passions that kill love and let you fall to
I've told you how Sigmund Romberg came to America from Hungary and got a job playing piano in a Hungarian restaurant for a few dollars a week and all the goulash he could eat. He began writing songs of his own and then started composing Broadway musical comedies and operettas. After that, his career is really the history of show business in his time. Almost every star of the period appeared in Romberg's shows. Al Jolson, Ed Wynn, John Charles Thomas, Marilyn Miller, Clifton Webb, Nora Bays, Peggy Wood, well, the list is endless. For many years, it seemed there was at least one new Romberg hit on Broadway, and touring companies traveled all over the world. Hundreds of performers today got started by appearing in the chorus of a Romberg show. It used to be said on Broadway that the sun never sets on a student prince, because it was always being performed somewhere in the world.
Both Blossom Time and Student Prince have been performed some 5,000 times. Aside from that, Romberg wrote 66 Broadway shows, 7 film scores, and many single compositions. That's the man whose life we tell about in Deep in My Heart. And of course, it's filled with songs, songs like Road to Paradise, sung by Vic Damone, and Will You Remember, sung by Vic and Jane Powell.
Our love there, my paradise lies.
Our love is so sweet in the springtime, when blossoms are fragrant in
years that are coming can bring time to make me forget, dear, this day.
I love you in life's gray December, the fever of love.
When Romberg's career was just getting underway, he seemed to turn out one song after another with a magic touch. But it wasn't quite as easy as it seemed. Here's a scene from the soundtrack of the picture, a scene that includes a song by Rosemary Clooney and myself, and another song done by Gene and Fred Kelly.
On the dotted line, I signed S. Romberg, and I was in show business. The first one was Whirl of the World. It was a big hit, but I hated it. I went back to New York, and in my mailbox I found an envelope with a check, a nice one. My checkbook and I decided what could hurt one more show with Townsend. This time it was The Midnight Girl. I looked forward to the opening night in Boston, but there was only trouble. The tenor had mumps. The understudy had stage fright, so the leading lady welcomed me with open arms.
Mr. and Mrs., two words that to me stand for all that is tenderest. Mr. and Mrs., how happy we'd be on an income the slenderest. Two souls that feather, one little nest together. Mr. and Mrs. will always stand for you and me.
Mr.
and Mrs.,
I'm gonna cheer when I hear people singing. Here comes the bride, Mister.
And Mrs.
It'll be hard to believe that it's you standing by my side.
And when the preacher says, "Do you, sir?"
I'll shout out, "Deed I do, sir."
Then come the kisses, and
Mr. and Mrs. is a dream come true.
Back home I went and made the same mistake. I looked in the mailbox.
So I got me an English tailor and a few new suits. And you guessed it, wrote another show for Townsend, Dancing Around with the O'Brien Brothers.
I love to go swimming with women, and women love swimming with me. I pretend that I'm a crab and their pretty ankles grab. Who wouldn't be a lobster in the sea? For peaches all fall on the beaches, and picking them's my specialty.
I get those navy notions when I see floating queens.
I dive right in the ocean and I play submarine. Well, I love to go swimming with women, and women love swimming with me.
I've told you that Sigmund Romberg was a sentimental man. Perhaps the sincerity of his feelings gave his music its lasting appeal. Back in the 1920s, when he was at the very peak of his success, he took time off from a busy schedule to visit his hometown in Hungary. There he visited his father and mother after a 20-year absence in which he had become world famous. His parents were naturally eager to hear him play his songs, but he made one excuse after another to stay away from the piano. They were a little puzzled and perhaps hurt, but they felt that, after all, he had the right to be temperamental.
True, Jose, but little did they know of the surprise their son was planning. One afternoon, a carriage came to the door, and Romberg escorted his father and mother to the local concert hall. They were met there by the manager, who took them to the best seats in the house. Romberg disappeared, and his parents were bewildered because the house was empty except for a 60-piece orchestra on the stage. Then suddenly there was a fanfare. Romberg came out of the wings, baton in hand, bowed to his mother and father, faced the orchestra, and gave a 2-hour concert of his own music for an audience of two. In later years, he conducted concerts at the Hollywood Bowl and in New York's Lewison Stadium. But that concert in his little hometown was an even greater thrill. During his career, musical fads changed from ragtime to jazz to swing. But his melodies lived on, melodies like "Lover Come Back to Me," which is sung on our soundtrack by Tony Martin.
The sky was blue, and high above, the moon was new, and so was love. This eager heart of mine was singing, "Lover, where can came at last, love had its day, that day is past.
Romberg was not only fabulously successful in his work, he had a life filled with love and friendship. Several of his most successful works were written with Dorothy Donnelly, and he had a great feeling of loyalty and devotion for her. When she died, a shadow came over his life, and he lost both his love of music and his joy of living. Finally, his wife coaxed him into returning to Broadway and giving a concert of his works. Here is this scene from the soundtrack of Deep in My Heart. As he conducts the orchestra, we hear Anna, played by Helen Traubel, singing Stout-Hearted Men.
You who have dreams, if you act, they will come true. Shows them the
some men who are stout-hearted men who will fight for the right they adore. Start me with 10 who are stout-hearted men, and I'll soon give you 10,000 more. Oh, shoulder to shoulder, and bolder and bolder they grow as they go to the fall. This is nothing in this world can halt Mother Plan.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the wonderful thing about music. It is never quite new and never quite the same. And just when you love it best, you think that you have heard it before. And who knows? Maybe you have, deep in your heart. But here is a new one. At least I think so. Do you know something else? I have never dedicated a song before, but tonight I feel like it. So this song is for my wife, and of my wife, and to my wife. Every word and every note is written in her image. And that is why we call it...
When I grow too old to dream, I'll have you.
This is your host, Skitch Henderson. Tonight, Best of All has presented for the first time on the air selections from the soundtrack of the new MGM production, Deep in My Heart. This is based on the life and the melodies of Sigmund Romberg. Our guests were Jose Ferrer, the star of the film, who plays the role of the famous composer, and the great lady, Miss Helen Traubel. I want to thank Jose and Helen for being with us, and I'm sure that we're all looking forward to seeing Deep in My Heart. A reminder to you people in the area of Oklahoma City. I shall be there doing a matinee concert with the Oklahoma City Symphony Sunday, December the 5th. Works by Rimsky-Korsakov, Prokofiev, Gershwin, Ravel, and Griffiths. Special guest narrator, Faye Emerson. That's Sunday afternoon, December the 5th, with the Oklahoma City Symphony Association. And until next week, for the Best of All Company, this is Skitch Henderson saying good night.
You have been listening to Best of All with Skitch Henderson as your host, and Jose Ferrer and Helen Traubel as our special guests. This is Kenneth Banghart inviting you to be with us next week when Best of All will present the ASCAP story, saluting the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers on the occasion of their 40th anniversary. This is an NBC Radio Network production directed by George Voutsas.
As our Christmas holiday season approaches, we're all thinking in terms of giving, in terms of sharing. We Americans this year have an abundance unknown in history. We have more than 100 billion pounds of surplus food. Its value is more than $4 billion. It would take the population of Chicago 42 years to eat it. It would take the population of our nation's capital, Washington, 181 years. This is our agricultural surplus. An abundance that is staggering. Will you, this holiday season, be one of the Americans who help move this food from storage to hungry people overseas? Will you join the Food Crusade? $1 will deliver 28 pounds in your name. Send your contribution to the Food Crusade today. Address CARE, C-A-R-E, New York. This evening, Ferruccio Tagliavini joins the telephone hour on the NBC Radio Network.